It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Today we'll talk with Mules football coach Justin Townsend. Dave Rick chats with Lions football coach Joe Rivers. And we'll speak with Matt Froha from the Illinois High School Association about the playoff pairing process. All that and more coming up on Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Here's Derek Dunn.
Good Saturday morning to you here on 104.9 WFIW as well as online at WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn. It's time for Sports Talk here on this Saturday, October 20th, 2018. And you are listening again to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'd like to mention that this episode of Sports Talk will be available as a podcast just minutes after the show wraps up. You can find that online at WFIWradio.com. Just click on the About Us and you'll see Sports Talk, and you can listen to the podcast of that later on. Now, lots to come this morning. We'll talk to Mules football coach Justin Townsend, Edwards County Lions football coach Joe Rivers, and Matt Troha from the IHSA. Now, let's take a look at those local scores. Had a lot of them last night. Taking a look here at high school football action. Black Diamond Conference way, Fairfield over Cesar Valera, 32-16. The Mules, conference champions. They win it outright, 9-0 of the regular season. Also, Coach Justin Townsend with his 100th career win as head coach. Edwards County beat Chester, 36-14. The Lions, they're going to be going to the playoffs. They've been guaranteed a spot as they finish the regular season 6-3. First time in 14 years that Edwards County is going to the playoffs. Also, Carmine White County beat Vianna Gorville 30-14. Hamilton County topped CZR 35-21. It was El Dorado over Johnston City 46-14. In the Little Illini Conference, Paris, the Tigers, well, they finished the regular season undefeated. And they are the Little Illini champs. They knocked off Flora 58-14. It was Alney Richland County over Robinson 35-13. Newton over Marshall 44-13. And it was Red Hill running past Casey Westfield 44-21. Southern Illinois River to River. It was Carbondale over Harrisburg 46-19. That was actually a non-conference game. Heron in a non-conference game against Bree Central, as they topped the Cougars 34-24. And by the way, the head coach of Heron, Jason Carnes, like Justin Townsend, he got his 100th career win last night. Also, Salem beat Massac County 42-8. It was Anna Jonesboro over Benton 43-6. Effingham topped Carterville 46-26. It was Murfreesboro over DuCoin 49-7. Nashville over West Frankfort 42-21. It was Carlisle over Pickneyville 40-0. Elsewhere, it was Mascouda over Centralia in a blowout, 59-2. Mattoon edged Marion in a close one, 26-23. And Mount Vernon, Illinois, beat Mount Carmel, 18-8. Now, let me go ahead and tell you about Mount Carmel here. I found this stat interesting last night. The Aces, the Mount Carmel Golden Aces, finished the season with a 3-6 record. That's the fewest wins in a season since 1967. So you have to go back 51 years where the Aces last time had 3 wins of the season. So I thought that was an interesting stat last night, and that is according to Mount Carmel officially. Now, the IHSA, they're going to be announcing its football playoff pairings tonight. You can hear the pairings live on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Our broadcast is sponsored by Carter Trucking. It will start at 8 p.m. We'll feature a reaction from Mules coach Justin Townsend and Edwards County coach Joe Rivers following the announcement of the pairings. Junior high basketball action at the 9th annual Jasper Shootout last night. Boys play, it was Mount Carmel over New Hope 49-22. And girls, Edwards County over Mount Carmel in a close one, 42-38. It was Sisney beating Albion 46-30 on the boys' side. Then over on the girls, it was Spring Garden over Sisney 19-7. College volleyball action. Frontier Community College went 2-0 at the St. Louis Community College Tournament. FCC, they beat Lindenwood Belleville JV in 3 sets, 25-21, 25-16, and 25-19. Frontier over St. Louis Community College in 4 sets, 25-20, 26-23, 25-25, and 27-25. Major League Baseball action. National League Championship Series. It was Milwaukee over the LA Dodgers 7-2. The series is tied 3-3. And in the NBA last night, it was Milwaukee over the Indiana Pacers 118-101. Elsewhere in the NBA, Charlotte over Orlando 120-88. It was Brooklyn over the New York Knicks, but barely, 107-105. Toronto over Boston 113-101. Memphis beat Atlanta 131-117. Minnesota topped Cleveland 131-123. New Orleans, they really piled on the points last night. They beat Sacramento 149-129. It was Golden State edging Utah barely by 1 point, 124-123. It was the LA Clippers over Oklahoma City 108-92. NHL action, Nashville topped Calgary 5-3. It was Florida over Washington 6-5 in a shootout, in Minnesota over Dallas 3-1. So lots of sports scores on the local side as well as the national side. Hey, you're listening to Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. Stay tuned here because we've got interviews coming up with Coach Justin Townsend of the Fairfield Mules, Head Coach Joe Rivers of the Edwards County Lions football team, and Matt Troha of the IHSA. That's coming up here on Sports Talk in just minutes away.
You asked, we listened. Citizens National Bank of Albion invites you to come shopping with us and experience the magic of the Chris Kendall Market in historic Ferdinand, Indiana on Sunday, November the 18th. It's $30 a person.
Bus will leave Albion at 7 a.m. and return before 8 p.m.
We'll have a short seasonal devotion, fun activities, and plenty of refreshments on the bus. So grab some of your gal pals and contact Kelly Fryman or Sharon York.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to the experts at Carrier. Call Sam or Kara at Complete HVAC and Plumbing today at 445-3329 or visit their website at CompleteHVAC.org.
We're your hometown bank with hometown pride. Hi, this is Michelle Garner, serving you as loan officer and branch manager of the Fairfield Banking Company. We're locally owned and operated, which means our heart is where it belongs, in the communities we serve. Our decisions are local, our concerns are local, and our priorities are you, our customer. Come in and let our friendly team with 137 years of banking experience assist you. We're the hometown bank's member FDIC equal housing lender.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care now provides convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs urgent medical attention. Urgent Care will allow you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E.
You are listening to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on a Saturday morning at Sports Talk. Now, Fairfield Community High School, the Mules, they had a big road contest at Cesar Valier last night where they emerged victorious, final score 32-16. Mark Turner, he caught up with Mules coach Justin Townsend afterwards.
Justin Townsend has joined us up in the booth. And, Coach, what a great second half of football.
Yeah. You know, I knew Cesar was a very good football team. I knew that they were starting to figure out some things. Now that they've – sorry, I'm out of breath. Pretty exciting out there and a lot going on. But we knew that they were starting to figure some things out. And we knew that their size up front was going to give us some problems physically. And I thought that showed. But I can't say enough about the way our kids responded. Even with Cesar coming out and scoring really quick, us going three and out, our kids stepped up and made plays when they had to, and we're 9-0 for second season in a row. Never been done in school history, and I'm just so proud of these kids. And you know, they believed that this is what we were going to do. I mean, they believed in that. I don't know that there's a lot of people in our community. They knew we were going to be pretty good. I don't know that they thought we could put back-to-back 9-0 years together with everything that we lost with graduation and things like that. But these kids believed in it and believed in what we're doing, and here we are again, and I'm just really happy for them.
Seems like things really got going in the first half when Dylan Hefner got his helmet knocked off.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big play in the first half, and gave us some momentum. You know, I was kind of starting that drive hoping to just go into half 0-0 because I knew we were getting the ball in the second half. And for us to get a score there going into half obviously was huge, played a lot in the way that the second half was played.
And, of course, Reese Lee with that interception there in the second half and almost took it in, but yeah. It was a huge play there.
I mean, he's been doing that all year. I think that's his fifth pick on the year. And, you know, we talked about that route. We knew it was coming at some point, and we told him all week when it happens to jump it. And he did a great job reading it. And our secondary, I thought, really stepped up, especially when we kind of got that two-touchdown score, even though they got back within one. I thought our defense stepped up, and I thought our offense did a great job of closing it out and grinding and getting the first downs.
You mentioned the secondary. I had Cesar Valier for a 10-yard pass play. It was their biggest pass play of the
right.
ball game.
And that kind of goes with what we were playing. We were playing a lot of soft zone coverage. We wanted to, you know, they may catch it underneath, but we weren't going to let them hit a big play on us. And that was kind of our goal. And, you know, they hit a few big runs on us. But when you have Basso and you have the Malone kid, they are going to hit some big plays. They're pretty good athletes.
And how sweet is it for you to come in here to Cesar Valier, knock him off, win the BDC championship, get sole possession of the championship, and get your 100th victory as a head coach?
Oh, obviously, it's a great feeling. I mean, this – Cesar has been a tough place for us to win, you know, not so much here in the last few years, but there from when we first got in this conference, it was tough for us to come here and win. So, you know, obviously excited to get that 9-0 Black Diamond champs outright. The 100th win, I've talked about it last week. It's awesome feeling, but once again, it's not just about me. There's been so many kids involved in this process. You know, when I took this job 18 years ago, I wasn't much older than the kids I was coaching, and I had right then those kids bought into what we were going to do, and it was a slow and steady process, but I think we're finally there, and I just can't say enough about the community support, the you know all the parents and the kids that have bought into what we're trying to do here, and man, it's fun, you know, it's a lot of fun right now, and this is what you hope for, but I'll say this, the last thing I told them was, enjoy it tonight, but there's more. You know, we want more than just this. We want to win some playoff games because that's a whole nother experience. You know, I've been fortunate enough to play on two teams that won a playoff game and coach back in 2009 when we won a playoff game, and there really isn't much better feeling than that. So
well, the attention turns to the playoff pairings tomorrow night with the IHSA, and we're still right on the bubble between 2A
and
3A.
It's going to be interesting. Obviously, we're at home, so we do know that, and we're probably either going to be the biggest school in 2A or the smallest in 3A, and we'll just see what happens. But either way, our kids are going to be excited, and we're going to prep, and we're going to do everything we can to bring a playoff win to Fairfield.
And, of course, you guys going to get together tomorrow, watch the playoff
pairings? Yeah, 7 o'clock. We're going to have some pizza and drinks for the boys, watch it up in the Learning Center, and then 8 o'clock when the pairings come on, we'll watch it and kind of like the NCAA tournament, you know, and it's kind of, I'll use, you know, some of these kids, most of them have been a part of this. Well, Giselle O'Neill hasn't. This is new to him. And he's like, so it's kind of like the NCAA tournament. You don't know who you're playing. I'm like, no, we're not going to know who we're playing until it pops up on the screen, you know. And he's, oh, that's, you know, that's really neat. So I thought that was kind of neat for our kids and for him. You know, he didn't know how all this football and the pairings. I said, we'll have an idea, but we won't know for sure.
Speaking of Jay Zell, want to mention there late in the ball game,
yep.
Jay Zell came in on defense,
yep.
And really gave Cesar some fits.
Yeah, I mean, we rotated a few guys up on the D-line. We brought in a couple of sophomores, AJ, Gonzalez, Max, Puckett, and then we brought in Giselle, some fresh guys, you know, and they gave us a little bit of a pass rush. They gave us a little bit of spark up front. So I thought a total team effort tonight. Once again, I thought our special teams were solid. I thought our offense kind of figured it out. And, you know, I think in the second half we were able to get a little bit more movement on those big boys up front. First half we really struggled with that. But I thought our guys in the second half really responded. And, you know, the big thing was, you know, you just have to figure out a way to get it done. And that's what we didn't play our best game tonight, but good teams find a way to win. And I felt like we did that tonight.
All right, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On the no record, the BDC championship, and your 100th win. We
appreciate thank you. Thanks for having me.
And that was Mark Turner talking with the Mules coach, Justin Townsend. Again, the Mules won last night 32-16. Mules win the BDC Conference Championship outright. Also, Coach Townsend gets his 100th career win. Edwards County, well, they also had a big one last night as the Lions hosted Chester with a chance to lock up a spot in the playoffs. We'll talk with Lions football coach Joe Rivers next. This is Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com.
Do you have a photo you cherish? Let Fairfield Printing and Graphics help share your favorite digital photos in a big, beautiful way by giving canvas prints as gifts to family and friends. At Fairfield Printing and Graphics, you can turn baby and family portrait, engagement and wedding photos, memorable vacation shots, and much more into stunning canvas pictures that anyone would be proud to display in their home or office. Go to Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive for whatever you need, or give them a call at 842-4048.
Better meals begin with the help of Farmers Packing, east of Albion. Deer processing season is here, and standard cut is only $70. They will take boneless or field-dressed deer. Farmers Packing accepts donated deer with confirmation number to help those in need. If you're not a hunter, they have plenty of pork loins and fresh-cut T-bones for tonight's meal. Many other quality meats and cheeses are all available. Call now or stop by Farmers Packing in Albion.
Get rid of your old documents and help keep your identity safe. Join FNB Shred Day Saturday, October 20th from 9 a.m. until noon at the Fairfield Rural Fire Department on Route 15 East to recycle and safely shred up to 50 pounds of paper materials. We'll also e-cycle old computers, flat screen monitors, flat screen TVs, and other various electronics. Want more protection? Ask us about our interest-bearing Secure Plus checking, helping to better protect your identity beyond your bank accounts. FNB, banking business life. Member FDIC.
Do you dread shopping for a car and dealing the big city way? How about trying LeMond Chevrolet Chrysler in Fairfield, Illinois? LeMond's offers new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles in one convenient location. No high-pressure tactics and no fast talking. Just good old-fashioned respect for the customer's needs and wants, a comfortable atmosphere, and LeMond's will save you money. We're easy to find. I-64 to the 110 exit, 9 miles north in Little Fairfield, Illinois. Look us up at LeMondsOnline.com or give us a call at 618-842-4995. You'll like the way we do business.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. I'm your host, Derek Dunn. Dave Rigg, he spoke with Lions football coach Joe Rivers last night following the senior night game with Chester, with the Edwards County Lions beating the Yellow Jackets 36-14.
The coach who has now coached the Edwards County Lions to a 6-win season, and definitely a position in the playoffs. Joe, it's got to feel good because it feels good to me.
Yeah, it feels great. And I'll tell you what, second half was probably the best half we played all year. So I feel like we're peaking at the right time, and that's good.
I got concerned when they got those 14 points and tied us up. I thought, you know, it's not so much what they did, but the mistakes we had with fumbles and so on. And it looked like at that point the momentum had really turned around, but the Lions came back and took control of the game again.
Yeah, we the ball was wet, very wet in the first half. You know, we were missing a couple kids tonight that had flu, had running temperatures and couldn't be here. One of them happened to be our center, so we had to make last-minute changes, get another center in. So there's going to be some things like that when you do that, especially on a wet night. But, you know, if you look at the stats, I don't know off the top of my head, but I bet they didn't have very many yards. It was all on one kickoff return, and then we gave them the ball. It's 26. Yeah, well, it is what it is. We came back from it and controlled the second half.
I thought our pass defense, because, well, first of all, let me say this. The only thing I heard about this Chester team from everybody that knew anything about them was they're a good passing team. They were not a good passing team tonight because of our defense.
Yes, our guys played a great defensive game, and you know, you rewind the tape back to, I think it was in El Dorado, where we didn't play very good pass defense. We let them catch everything in front of us, and couldn't make tackles when we got it. We've improved. A lot of that goes to Coach Hinton working with those guys and getting them better. We played a great job, great game. We had good pass rush up front. That all helps everything, you know. The guys just did a good job playing pass defense. Their quarterback is a solid quarterback, very good. He's got a great arm. You know, we just didn't let him get open.
Right. Well, besides that, their main receiver stands 6'5", so he's head and shoulders above some of our defenders back there, but they still had him covered up.
Yeah, I think Joe Rivers – or Joe Rivers, that's me. I think Joe Richards, you've done that time or two this year. Yeah, yeah. I think I've heard Joe Rivers on a carry a time or two, and I'm telling you, I can't carry the ball anymore. But Joe Richards can dunk a volleyball, so he's got hops. He can. I wasn't worried about a kid being 6'5", because Joe can out-jump most people.
And Joe Richards really was good on defense back there tonight too.
Yeah, so was Jordan Brock. Yeah, Jordan Brock was fantastic. He broke up several plays. I don't believe – well, I can't say off the top of my head. Ryan St. Ledger played a great game as well. But I don't know that he had to cover a lot of people. I think in the middle of the field there was one pass they caught, maybe for a touchdown down here, that was in the middle of the field. But other than that, they didn't really throw anything to the middle of the field where he had to cover it. So – you know, he played a good job coming up and stopping the run. So that was with the front seven did a great job. The run very rarely even got out of the box. I was real happy with what we did defensively, for sure. I told Coach Gerlach after the game that he's done a well of a job this week, for sure. Yeah.
And we were going up against a lot of beef on their line. I mean, every one of their linemen was over 200. One guy was 275. And our linemen, who are smaller, I think manhandled them here tonight.
Well, number 72 was a big monster, tough kid. We had a hard time every time we ran at him, but we kept running at him. And you got to love it. Kinzer Medler found out about 20 minutes before the game that he was playing guard tonight. And he's not a very big kid, and definitely not a guard, but he's one of the feistiest kids on our team. And he got in there and went toe-to-toe with that guy a lot. Now, that guy, you know, got him on the weight a good bit sometimes, but Kinzer got in his licks for sure, too. So he did a great job. Real happy.
Had he ever played guard at any time this season and had to do it tonight in this big game?
He's never played guard at any time in his life. He's always been a running back and like an outside linebacker or corner. So, but I just – we were sitting in there discussing, you know, where do we go? We got to move Hunter to center. We got to have another guy to stick in there on the line who's the feistiest kid we got, and we came up with Kinzer Medler.
He did – the whole line did a great job.
Yeah, yeah, we really did. I mean, we had a lot – We did struggle at times, but you know, two of the guys that are missing tonight are starting linemen. Yeah. So, you know, that put a lot of pressure on us. We had to substitute. You know, Camden Callagher came in and played a lot of tight end. I think Ryan St. Ledger did as well. And then of course Kinzer slid into guard. So we were missing two of our starting linemen anyway that do a lot of blocking for us, and that made it tough. But we overcame.
And our running game tonight was excellent.
Yeah, I can't complain. I mean, we ran into 72 a lot and got tackled a lot for not much gain. And they figured out kind of what we were going to do, you know, and started blitzing into it and things like that and stopped us on some of them. But we just kept pounding it away, you know, like body blows. I tell the kids all the time, keep throwing body blows like Rocky. Eventually the other team wears out.
And again tonight, as I've mentioned before, whenever we're ready to make a tackle, it's not just one guy making a tackle. It's three and four and sometimes five guys.
Unless it's on a kickoff return.
Yeah.
yes, you're correct. And you know, the kickoff returns, there was a few times we had him tackled, and one of our own guys came over and hit our guy, and that caused him to fall off. So, you know, that's just – that kind of stuff happens in football. It's a game of impacts, and if you're off one side or the other, you can knock your own guy off the tackle. So that just happened a few times. We'll try to fix that because we haven't given up any – did we give up one or two tonight? One. We gave up one kickoff return, correct?
Yeah, one kickoff return.
And we haven't given one up all year, so we're going to try to fix that a little bit and make sure it doesn't happen anymore.
Well, they almost had another one, but Stennett made the tackle. He was the last guy that kept him from doing it again. But that guy, even though he wasn't very big, he was fast.
Very quick and very shifty. Yes, very quick and very shifty. And they blocked well on that. I mean, they were blocking well. They were holding pretty good, too, at times. But, hey, that's just is what it is. But yeah, they got the seams, and he was quick and got through them. So.
Well, Joe, the boys and you and your coaches have done it. You've won six games. It's been a long time since Edwards County football team won six games. I know it has really built up the enthusiasm about Edwards County football, and now the waiting game begins. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, we find out where we're going.
Yep, we're all getting together and watching it tomorrow and see where we play. Being 6-3 gives us a much better shot at a good draw in the playoffs. If we're 5-4, we probably play a 9-0 team. Now we can play anything from a 6-3 team to an 8-1 team. So, you know, we put ourselves in a better position to win. And haven't said this out loud very much, but our goal from the beginning has been not just to go to the playoffs. It's been to win games in the playoffs. So, you know, we talk all the time about it's been 14 years since we made the playoffs. It's been so many years since we've done this or that. This school has never won a playoff game, and that's been our goal since day one. We've talked about it since the summer. So that's what we're going into it to do, and we're going to win a game, and we're going to see if we can go win another.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, that's Joe Rivers, the head coach of the Edwards County Lions, and this is Sports Talk.
You're listening to WFIW 104.9, also online at WFIWradio.com. The IHSA will announce playoff pairings tonight. Mark Turner, he talked with Matt Troha from the IHSA about how it all works as Sports Talk continues on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Get the good stuff. At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Are you looking for a bank that still offers free checking? Well, look no further. People's National Bank has your free checking needs covered. This is Heidi Atterbury, relationship banker at People's National Bank in Fairfield. You can open your free checking account with just $100. There's no minimum balance, plus receive unlimited check writing, free online and mobile banking, and free bill pay. Stop by 1001 West Delaware in Fairfield to open your free checking account today. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
This is Sean inviting you to pick up a free copy of the new edition of the Big Green Egg Lifestyle Magazine at Rush Appliance. It's a collection of personality profiles, culinary insights, and information about the Big Green Egg. From the green pecan or sweet maple seasoning to the extra large Big Green Egg, you'll stand behind our best-in-class products for years to come. You'll soon discover that whether it's grilled, smoked, baked, or roasted, everything tastes better when cooked in the Big Green Egg. From Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
Heavy metal is out. Polymer is in. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods has a great price on the American-made 5.56 caliber ATI Omni Hybrid. It has a 16-inch barrel and is all polymer. Buy now for the low price of $485 plus tax. One 30-round magazine comes with your purchase. All state and federal laws apply. Also, now's the time to fill up your propane tank for winter. That's at Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here. We'll take a look at the local sports schedule that's coming up minutes away. But right now, Mark Turner, he talked with Matt Troha from the IHSA about how the playoff pairings work.
I am talking with Matt Troha from the Illinois High School Association. Matt, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Now, we are getting set for the announcement of the IHSA playoff pairings Saturday night. What goes into that process? I know you guys have been looking at teams and possible matchups for a while now.
Yeah, well, you know, it starts with figuring out our 256 qualifiers. So we always still have a handful of games on Saturday, you know, the last day of the regular season. So tracking down scores throughout the day is first and foremost. And then once we've got every result in, then at that point we're able to determine our qualifiers. And to qualify, essentially, if you win 9, 8, 7, or 6 games, you're automatically in. And then our 5-4 teams in the state kind of fall into a tiebreaker. And there are some tiebreakers that are mostly based on strength of schedule that will get you in. So once we figure out our 256 qualifiers, then we just line them up in order of enrollment, and the smallest 32 are in 1A, and the next smallest 32 in 2A, and so on and so on. And once that part is done, then they all just appear on a map electronically in a program that our IT department put together, and we split them in half. We put together in 1A through 6A a north and a south. So you're picking our football administrator Sam Knox. He's all the teams on the map. He assigns the 16 most northernmost schools into the northern bracket, and then the other 16 are in the south. And then the program actually just automatically from there creates the matchups, puts the 9-0 team with the most playoff points against the 5-4 with the least amount, and so on. So they automatically seeds it like that, and we spit them out and send them up to Chicago for the playoff show where I'm at, and from there just TV magic, I guess.
For those 5-4 teams out there, can you give us any insight as to how many playoff points you think will get a 5-4 team in this year?
Yeah, we run a simulation earlier in the week. There's nothing really that goes into it. Our program just kind of picks the whatever team has a better record essentially to win. So it doesn't really take into account strength of schedule or other things like that, or injuries, okay, or anything. But just based on running that, I think we were right at 37 earlier this week. There's a guy out there, Steve Soucy, who's kind of the expert bracketologist in the state. And I think his first simulation had the same thing, was right at 37. So that appears to be the number, but I don't know. It always seems like it shifts a little bit, too, from what we expect on the actual night.
Let's go through the classifications. And, down here in the South, we mainly look at the Class 1A, 2A, and 3A. What size schools are in each one of those classes?
Well, it can vary. The cutoff, and I think that's kind of the interesting thing about football, is that, unlike basketball or soccer or the other sports, ahead of time what classification you're going to be in. So it varies a little bit based on who qualifies, but, 1A is generally going to cut off somewhere in the maybe the 270, the 275, or maybe sometimes even, 300 range. Then the 2A one is going to jump up, and the cutoff will probably be usually right around 400. And then 3A can push up into, the 550 range, 560, 570.
All right. Let's talk about the timetable for Saturday. When you get Saturday, the games finish, say they finish about 4 o'clock or so. What's the timetable after that for getting the playoff pairings on the air, and when are those playoff pairings going to be announced for each class?
Yeah, great question. So once we get those final results in, we always post the 256 qualifiers on our website ahead of time, really just to it gives us the opportunity for the public to look at it, and one last chance to make sure that there's no mistakes out there. No result back in week 2 that someone typed in wrong and nobody caught all these weeks. That's rare, but it sometimes happens. So, we post them for about an hour there, and then they get to work on the brackets, assuming they hear, nothing or do hear something and make a change. And generally the brackets are done right around 5:30 p.m. Then they send those up to me in Chicago at the NBC Sports Chicago studios, and we start typing those into the TV production equipment to appear on the show. And the show itself will start at 8 o'clock p.m. We kind of rumble through. We usually do reveal the 1A bracket, then we talk to a coach from 1A, then we've got the media guys who come up to the show and talk about it, and then 2A, and so we just kind of rinse and repeat from there. So, I'd say 1A will be out about 8:08, and then usually 8A is done a little bit into the 9 o'clock hour, maybe 9:15, 9:20, yeah, something like that.
All right. Sounds like you have a busy couple of days for you.
It's busy, but it's a lot of fun. Folks can get NBC Sports Chicago pretty much worldwide on DirecTV or Dish Network. But if you don't have those options, Facebook Live on the Internet anywhere in the world, if you go to NBC Sports Chicago, to their Facebook page, show is going to be airing live there as well. So,
and then of course the playoffs. Okay, then of course the playoffs start next week. What criteria do you have for when teams play, Friday night or Saturday?
It's really up to the schools. If they can reach a mutual agreement to play on a Friday night, then we're good with that. But our rules do state that if either of them demand the, I'm sorry, if the visiting team, the traveling team, requests a Saturday game, then they do have to play on Saturday. From there, you know, we kind of let them work out the timing and the kickoff time, and if there are issues, you know, then our office will step in, because you know, a lot of times it'll be let's say one school wants to play at 3 and one wants to play at 1, and a lot of times we'll just kind of cut it right down the middle and say, all right, hey, you guys are going to kick off at 2 p.m. But occasionally there are other, you know, things going on at schools that we kind of have to work around, and that sometimes it irks one of the other teams, and you know, we just we do our best to try and make it equitable.
All right. Matt Trohan from the Illinois High School Association. Matt, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
You are listening to Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. We'll be right back.
And you're listening to Sports Talk here. Stay tuned to look at the local sports schedule for today, and then we'll wrap it up here. You're listening to Sports Talk. We'll be right back following these words.
United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual celebrate area student athletes competing under the Friday night lights. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We go for a touchdown in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance provider today. Good luck to the Edwards County Fighting Lions. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Putting off planning for your future? We get it. You know you're supposed to plan for retirement early. You know you're supposed to plan for things like going back to school and sending your kids to college, but do you? If you do, we can help you stay on track. If not, don't feel bad. You're not alone. At Country Financial, we're here to help you create a solid plan based on your unique situation and goals with products and services that can help keep you on track. I'm Steve Thompson, your local Country Financial representative. Give me a call today at 456-2309 to get started.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunwoody here. Before I wrap it up here, I want to mention the local sports schedule for today. Lots of events going on. High school cross country, Fairfield, the Harrisburg Class 1A Regional. That is already underway. Also, high school volleyball action. This just started not too long ago. It's going to be going on for a pretty good chunk of the day as Fairfield Community High School. They're hosting the 16-team Fairfield Invitational. Play started at 8:30 this morning at both Center Street and FCHS. So that's going on. Also, Edwards County, they're on the road. They're going to be at the Mount Pulaski Invitational. High school football action at 10 o'clock this morning. FCHS Junior Varsity versus Cesar Valier. Also, Lawrenceville versus Trenton West Quinn. Starting time is 1 o'clock for that game. Also, we mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, but want to mention again that the live coverage of the IHSA football playoff pairings will be heard here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. That will be sponsored by Carter Trucking in Fairfield. Now, another event that's going on right now, it actually started at 9 o'clock, but the 9th Annual Jasper Shootout continues. Scheduled for that today. Now, at 9 o'clock, the game going on now, Wayne City versus St. Joe on the girls' side. Over on the boys' side, at about 10:15, Grayville will take on West Salem. 11:30, New Hope versus Bluford for girls. Then at 12:45 in the afternoon, Fairfield will take on Casey Mount Vernon. That'll be on the boys' side. Then over on the girls' side at 2 o'clock, Jasper will be taking on Casey Mount Vernon. And then at 3:15 on the boys' side, Jasper versus Bluford. College football action at 10 a.m. Illini, they're going to be at 23rd-ranked Wisconsin. You can hear that game on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Northwestern at Rutgers, 19th-ranked Iowa, taking on Maryland, 6th-ranked Michigan on the road at 24th-ranked Michigan State. Minnesota at Nebraska, Indiana, taking on 18th-ranked Penn State. And number 2-ranked Ohio State, they're on the road. They're going to be going over to Purdue to take on the Boilermakers. In the area, Eastern Illinois taking on UT Martin. That's actually a home game for Eastern Illinois. Also homecoming up there in Charleston. Southern Illinois, the Salukis, going to be taking on Indiana State. Major League Baseball in the NL Championship Series. The LA Dodgers at Milwaukee Game 7. And whoever wins that game, they're going to face the Boston Red Sox in the World Series. NBA, some games to note there. As the Pacers will be taking on Brooklyn, the Chicago Bulls, they had the day off last night. They're going to be taking on Detroit. NHL action, the St. Louis Blues had the night off last night. They're going to be on the road at Toronto. And the Chicago Blackhawks, they're going to be on the road as well. They're going to be at Columbus. So that is a rundown of the local sports as well as the national sports schedule for today. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors here for sponsoring Sports Talk here on this Saturday, October 20th, 2018. Also, would like to tell you, too, that you can catch the podcast of Sports Talk. That will be posted online at WFIWradio.com. Just a few minutes. Just give me a few minutes, and that will be posted here for your listening convenience, for your listening pleasure. Again, want to thank our guest, Justin Townsend of the Fairfield Mules, Joe Rivers of the Edwards County Lions, and also Matt Troha of the IHSA. And again, we will have that playoff pairing show for you tonight at 8 o'clock on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com, sponsored by Carter Trucking in Fairfield. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up Sports Talk here. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard Saturday mornings just after 9 on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW and WFIWradio.com Sports. We'll see you next week.